the local market has snapped a three-day losing streak, with both the All Ords and the ASX 200 closing up 1.3%. Bargain hunters stepped in to snap up Telstra shares after it slumped to an all-time low of $2.82, helping it recover a little from yesterday's 9.5% decline. Qantas also bounced back, and Myer added to yesterday's gains. It's closed up nearly 2%. The miners also rose on stronger metals prices. Rio Tinto put on 2.5%, as did Lihir, after gold had its biggest one-day rally in more than 2 months. Higher-than-expected US jobless claims have prompted a surge in safe haven assets like gold. Asian stocks were fairly mixed today. Japan's Nikkei recovered from early losses to finish up 0.5%. And the Australian dollar strengthened to 90.1 US cents. As Telstra's share price touched record lows today, the telco announced plans to sell its share in the Chinese internet business SoFun. Two private equity firms have agreed to buy whatever shares Telstra's not able to sell through an initial public offering. They've also agreed to buy the holding for $900 million if the float process isn't completed. Their offer is less than analysts involved in the float had previously flagged, but well above the $280 million Telstra paid for its 51% stake in 2006.